You are a whistleblower. You went through, you and your colleagues went through official channels.
Yep.
Was that a wise decision?
Well, you know, since I always viewed the United States as we, the guys who had the white hats,
right.
You know,
yeah.
I thought, gee, well, you know, if the people downtown and in different congressional committees knew about this, they would start to fulfill their oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution and would do the right thing. And if not there, then perhaps through the IJs
right.
and so on, or through the courts, we could get that done. So we kept trying for the better part of 7 years to make that known, to try to get the government to start to address some of its criminal activity.
Right.
But instead, they went the other way, and they, to the dark side, basically, doing mm-hmm. retroactive immunity for the crimes, for the telecoms, the,
right.
the crimes that they
right.
were committing. Basically keeping everything else secret so nobody could show anything in court. So it was done with a secret court under secret interpretations of laws and so on. I mean, this is all a secret government.
Well, let's talk about Edward Snowden because he, you know, and there's a host of questions because he is clearly building on, on the actions, or he learned from your experience and
yeah.
people like you experience. Was he wise not to go through official channels?
We were a clear demonstration that official channels didn't work. I mean, they just simply don't work.